Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program, those tuning in through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our larger audience joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Degela Jo Brown is back with us, and if the name sounds familiar, she's the author of the book Waiting on God. It's a really powerful book that I enjoyed speaking with her about before on this program. She's back to kind of talk to us about what it's been like for her to share the message of the book, what it actually means to wait on God and not be so hasty to make her own decisions when it comes to life, but also what's coming up for her as well in 2013. Degela, good evening and welcome back to Conversations Live.
Thank you, and good evening to you, Cyrus. Happy to join you once again, and thank you for having me.
Well, glad to have you back on. So let's kind of start by talking about what this experience has been like for you. You know, I mean, being a published author, there's a lot that comes with that. But as people have been learning about the book, Degela, and being able to reach out to you, read the book, you know, and kind of get some of the lessons from it, what has it been like for you to know that you've created this tool that people can use to really change their lives?
It has been really an exciting ride, I'll tell you. A lot of people have shared with me that it's an easy read, that they have to put some of the experiences to use in their own lives. And it's been really good to hear how God is moving in their lives as far as teaching them patience and learning to wait on Him and also exercising faith by trusting Him and not doing anything, especially when they don't get their prayers answered right away.
Right, right. And you know what, and as I was saying to you before we went live, this is something that you're not just talking about. You lived through this yourself. You know firsthand what it means to wait on God and also the consequences that come when you don't do that. How has it been for you to share those personal experiences and let people know, you know what, look, you're not the only one going through this. I've been there. I've done this. And that's why I'm in a position to tell you the best way to go.
Yes, it's actually been more of a struggle to share at times because some of the memories actually were painful, but actually talking about them through my book is where God allowed me to get my deliverance. And once I shared with them the experiences that I went through and how God brought me through that, I think it also helped them to know that, wow, she actually went through it so she can actually tell me, you know, how to deal with it and how to deal with things day at a time and trusting God through all of it. I think it's a little bit of a struggle for some people to listen to others that have not been through those same struggles. So
right.
It's been very, very enlightening. It's been a spiritual uplifting for me as well, seeing how God moved through my book and allowed it to bless others and allow it to really, really enhance their lives through the faith and the trust that they had to exercise. So it's been definitely an experience, and I just thank God every day when I hear the stories behind how people are feeling once they've read the book.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this then. Let me kind of reverse the question a little bit, Degela. Has it been easier for you in sharing, knowing that you're not the only one, that other people have been exactly where you are and in a position to, once they hear your story, are able to deal, you know, with their own challenges as well?
No, it has not been easy. At first, I can tell you it was a struggle. And honestly, it was a struggle because I think, you know, having to talk about it is a lot of times it's a little bit difficult for us because, you know, a lot of people are afraid to air their own dirty laundry, per se,
oh, yeah.
And they say that.
Sure.
You know, they're afraid to share their experiences. But what it has been for me, how I was able to press through that was understand that our tests become our testimonies. So that's how we are able to help others. I do believe strongly that going through all those experiences, our life experiences are not for us. It's so that we can help others. In the beginning, it was a struggle, but now it becomes easier as I talk to people about it after they have read the book. And I actually, God has given me humbleness to actually receive a lot of the feedback that they're getting. And to it really touches my heart to hear the positive that they're getting from it and the things that they're learning from it. So, no, in the beginning, it is not easy to talk about our pain. It's not
right.
easy at all. Through sweat and tears and prayer, I had to get through it. But now it becomes a little bit easier every day.
Yeah. You know, you have so many powerful lessons in this book, Degayla. I actually found myself marking section after section after section as I was reading it, because I think that, you know, for me, when I was reading the book and trying to put myself in a place where I could say, you know what, I'm having the conversation with Degayla, how can I be able to bring out information that will not only help our readers to understand the book, but also to understand their place in it? I think one of the great lessons of your book is the fact is that really how much we are alike in that, and what I mean by that is we all have something that brings us anxiety. We all have something that brings us fear. We all have situations in our lives that we feel as though we're the best ones to make the answer. Talk about the fact of humility and how that comes into play for you, Degayla, and knowing that, you know what, you don't have the tools necessary not only to direct your own path, but to direct the path of others, that you have to look to something larger than yourself.
Yes. When we speak of humility, we think of how God can use us to help others. And I think that by us being saved and Christians and the Holy Spirit living within us, God allows us to, a lot of times when we're sharing or we're ministering to other people, He sometimes gives us the words to say, and a lot of times we won't have the words to say, but the Holy Spirit can work through us by sharing those experiences with other people. That I find myself being humble, because I know that some of the words that tend to come out, I'm surprised later on to say, wow, where did that come from? But I do know that God will speak through us to help other people. We have to become humble when we help others. You know, we don't want to be, you know, boastful, or we don't want to be in that position where we're too good to help other people. When we allow God to operate in our lives, He gives us that humility to help other people after we have been through that experience. When you have gone through the struggles and gone through your trials and tribulations, humility is what comes later. It changes us. It changes us and allows God to change us and turn us into a better person, a better Christian, and a stronger Christian. And that's where that humility comes from when we're speaking to other people. We allow God to use us and operate through us.
Exactly, and that is, you know, the best place that we can go for direction. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Degayla Jo Brown is back with us. We're talking to her about her journey that led her to write the book Waiting on God, a life's journey of lessons that teach us how important it is to wait on God and how to do it through faith, prayer, and supplication. You talk about the role of parents in this book as well, Degayla. In fact, I want to read a passage that you wrote in the book and have you talk about it, because I think there are people who can really benefit from this. You were talking about, of course, the lessons that your mother would give you. You of course, you use scripture when you talk about, you know, what the Bible says about honoring your father and mother. But this is what you wrote on page 54 and 55. God has a way of speaking to us through our parents. He lies on their hearts what to say and how to approach us. If He cannot use them to get to us, believe me, He will do what He can to get our attention. In no way, shape, or form did I want to hear what God thought about my life. This is why it is so important that we are walking in the Spirit, so we can hear the voice of God. I thought I knew what was best for me. God has given us clear instructions on how we should treat our parents. I used to hear about it growing up all the time, but I just never took His word seriously. Little did I know that God would be dealing with me later on in life and showing me who was really in control. God is in full control of our lives, and we have to come to a place of submission. You know, what really struck me, the reason why this is one of the passages I marked, Degayla, is because I think sometimes our lives get so busy, we get so noisy in doing stuff, that we do drown out the voice of God that you talk about there. But also, of course, what you talk about realizing who is really at the wheel and why it's important to have them at the wheel. Talk to us about that moment for you and how that really helped you when you were able to take your hands off the wheel, so to speak, and realize that you are not the one to control your path. Really how that helped to change not only your life, but the way you looked at your life.
Yes. My mother, she actually would always tell me that, Degayla, you are not in control of your own life. God is always in control. And until you realize that He is in control and He's driving the car and not you, you'll just be spinning your wheels in the mud. She used to say that to me. And I didn't take it seriously as a young child, but I can honestly tell you that when our parents are planting those seeds in our lives, A lot of parents aren't believing that those seeds are going to sprout later on in life, but they do. And each time that I was going through those life experiences, I would always remember her voice. He would always bring back some of the things that she would say to me. It was almost like listening to a book on tape. But he would always bring back some of the words that she shared with me, and he allowed those things to resonate in my life. And later on, I just decided, you know what, Father, I'm going to have to submit to you because there is no way I can do this myself. And I'm tired of running in circles. I'm tired of trying to figure out my own life. So I want to submit to you. I need to submit to you. And honestly, when I was younger, I was not able to. I was just too busy running around trying to live my own life, and I wanted to tell God, okay, I'll get back to you soon enough, just not right now. But
right.
I believe that when we're going through those times in our lives, God will keep his hand on us no matter what we do, no matter where we go. He will keep his hand on us, and he will allow his angels to watch over us during those times. And it is a tough time. It is a tough time to follow God because we want to be with our friends and our, you know, we want to follow other people, be with them, do the partying and the drinking or whatever, and whatever people do, you know, young people do all kinds of things these days. And God is the last thing on their mind because they think their Christian life can be boring. But no, I'm here to tell you it is not. Once we give God head of our lives and let him control everything, that is when our lives will begin to fall in place. That is when the pieces will begin to fall in place as well. And that is when we can actually have some sort of clear direction and clarity for our lives. And I thank God for my mother every day. Trust me, a lot of parents are dealing with that right now.
Right. Right. You're right. And, you know, when we think about the topic of this book, the subject, waiting on God, again, a lot of times we get in such a hurry because we feel as though the answers are coming not only as fast as we would want them to come, but in the way that we want them to come. You know, we have in our minds how God is supposed to speak to us, how he's supposed to, you know, be able to fix things. You know, when you are ministering to individuals, Tagela, how do you help them to understand the timetable that we set versus the timetable that God has for things to take place in his own time and not ours?
Well, I think honestly that a lot of times that I think that's where our patience has to come in when we're trying to trust God to help us with a lot of, you know, answer our prayers. I always tell people that our prayers do not have an expiration date. He does not forget what it is we prayed about. So I think what happens is when we're waiting on him, we tend to get impatient. We tend to think that he doesn't hear our prayers. We tend to think that he doesn't love us anymore and he doesn't care what what's best for us. So I always tell people to just understand and know that he will get to you. It's just that his time is not ours. And what we feel is urgent is not an urgency to him. He knows exactly what's going to happen for us in the future. So that's why I tell people to exercise their faith and trust and believe that he will answer in due time. I think our struggles are today that we have this timeline. We like, oh, we have to have this timeline. We've got to get it done in such and such time. But we have to understand and believe and trust that God is in control of our lives. And we can't run, we can't have him on a time clock or a stopwatch, because he will do it in his own time. When we can get to that point, that's when we're able to relax and rest in his arms, knowing that he's going to get to us soon enough, and to trust and believe that he will answer as he promised.
Exactly. Totally agree with that. Again, Tagela Joe Brown is my guest. We're talking to her about her own journey in life that led her to write the book, Waiting on God. It's a really powerful book, I think, that helps us to put not only our lives in perspective, but put God's timetable in perspective, and the importance of being able to kind of keep the clutter out and to be able to listen for that voice. Tagela, you talk about in the book, even in one part, about, you know, being able to just go off and, you know, and to let him speak to you. And again, it's showing the importance of taking that time. Tagela, stay with us. We're going to take a break here. When we come back from the break, I want you to let our listeners know what your hope is for them moving forward in 2013 and how they can learn to live a better life simply by waiting on God and trusting in him, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Again, you're listening to Conversations Live here on the radio at 92.3 FM and online through blogtalkradio.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back in 60 seconds.
GEICO has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, GEICO could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, GEICO has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call GEICO for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
This is Dan O'Brien, author of the End of the World playlist, Cerulean Dreams, Bitten, The Ocean, The Hourglass, The Journey, The Twins of Devonshire, and The Curse of the Widow, and Deviance of Time. As an editor for Empirical Magazine and an independent author, I know how important it is to support radio stations like Conversations. Be sure to look for my books on Kindle and in paperback, as well as visit my blog at thedanobryanproject.blogspot.com and learn more about Empirical Magazine at empiricalmagazine.com.
And we're back with Conversations Live in our final moments with DeGayla Jo Brown. She's returning this year to talk to us not only about what it's been like for her to share the message of her book, Waiting on God, but really pinpointing some of the ways that we can all begin right now to be able to have the life that we want, and it really begins by being obedient and listening. So, DeGayla, what is your hope for our listeners as they're looking forward to 2013? Some of them have made New Year's resolutions. They've already fallen off of those. But they really want to get on track. What is your advice for them and your hope for them as they're looking forward to making this year a new year and not just another year?
Yes, my hope for them is to basically for the young people, just to have for the young people, I would ask that they would just continue to listen to their parents. Their parents do know what's best, and God is working through their parents to teach them the way to go and the right paths to walk down. For the younger generation to the older generation, my message would be to them to just continue to trust God, continue to pray, continue to put Him first in all that you do, and continue to understand that He does know where you are, He understands where you are, and He wants to take you further. He wants to take you deeper in Him and in His Word. So continue to pray, continue to trust and have faith and believe that He will answer your prayers, and continue to put Him first in all that you do, no matter what you do, and continue to thank Him, even in the struggles, even during the hard times, the trials and tribulations. But just know that that storm is only going to, it's only for a little while, and the sun does shine after the rain, and that He will come soon enough, and that they would just continue to believe that their prayers will be answered. And it may not, He may not answer them the exact way that they want Him to answer, but He will answer in His own way, because that is the best way that He feels is best for you. So just trust and believe that He will answer.
You know, isn't that, I think, probably one of the best things to know, that, you know, it's probably best that it's not in our way, because, it, you know, 9 times out of 10, it probably will not be the best way. Have you found that to be the case for you, DeGayla, that at the end of the day, that of course, God's thoughts are always, you know, higher than our thoughts, but have you found that the way that He chose to answer or not to respond to something has always been the best way in your behalf?
Yes, I have. A lot of times He will answer, and it's probably something I did not expect, but I have to trust and believe that He knows what's best for me. And I also have to tell people that delay does not mean denied, and no answer does not mean no, it just means not yet. So I continue to tell myself that. And yes, a lot of times He will answer in ways that we would never have imagined, and only because He knows what's best, and it's for the best thing. So we have to trust that His answers are truly the best answers. And when we can get to that point in our lives, then we'll learn how to wait on Him. And through that waiting, we develop the patience through the faith, prayer, and supplication.
Totally agree. Very well said. Again, DeGayla Jo Brown, everyone, is my guest. The title of her book is Waiting on God. Again, the subtitle, A Life's Journey of Lessons That Teach Us How Important It Is to Wait on God and How to Do It Through Faith, Prayer, and Supplication. DeGayla, let our listeners know how they can stay in contact with you, as well as how they can get their copy of the book.
Yes, they can reach me on my website at www.degaylajoe.com. My book is also available through Amazon. You can get it on Kindle Edition, Kindle Fire, an iPhone, an iPad, and you can download it as well. It's also available through CreateSpace, Barnes & Noble, and other various websites out there on Google. All you have to do is Google DeGayla Jo or the book Waiting on God by DeGayla Jo, no spaces, and you should be able to find me there. It will be available very soon through the local stores, Lifeway Christian Books and Barnes & Noble's bookstores on their shelves. So we're praying that God will move in that direction this year.
All right, DeGayla, I'm so glad we were able to reconnect, and thank you so much for coming back on the program. And it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime.
Why, thank you, and thank you again, Cyrus. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me, and I look forward to talking to you again in the near future.
All right. We'll definitely make that happen. Again, DeGayla Jo Brown, everyone, her book is Waiting on God. Make sure you guys do get your copy of the book, and we definitely thank DeGayla for coming back. Now, if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation with DeGayla, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website. Look on the right-hand side under Conversations Live Prime Time. There you'll be able to listen to the show completely for free, as well as to download it as an MP3 directly to your computer. You can actually share it with your friends or burn it to a CD from there. Also, if you're friends with me on Facebook or follow me on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. DeGayla is on both places as well. We tagged her, so you'll be able to find her on Facebook and Twitter as well. That's going to do it for us for this edition of our program. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. You guys have a great evening.